This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to the podcast.
How are you?
Oh, guys. Joanne McNally was such a good crack last night. I don't know how she does it. I always think that. And obviously Fiona, who we miss very much, she's on maternity leave, is a comedian. It must be so hard to get up and it's probably the same thing for people singing, but to tell the same jokes every night for so long.
It is. I'd say it is. Although, is Joanne McNally only starting this tour or has she been doing it for a while?
I feel like she's probably done like 100 shows of this by now.
Right, okay.
If you add them all up, surely.
I was looking at a... there was a list of like, oh, female comedians. It was International Women's Day, so it was like a list of female comedians you should follow. And Fiona Farley wasn't on the list, and I was just like,
that's annoying.
I was like, she couldn't be doing more. She's pregnant and she has a radio show.
And literally, so late into pregnancy, she was supporting Joanne McNally as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, get her on the list.
Yeah, she should be. On
God's sake.
I miss Fiona. I wonder how she is.
I know. I miss her too.
Do you think she thinks about us the way we think about her?
I doubt it.
Right.
I doubt it.
Good.
Cork accent.
Good Cork accent there, Callum.
My Friday.
It's your Friday. Oh, you fucker, you're off.
I'm not
what are you
back
doing?
To work until Wednesday.
Your dirty weekend away. What are you doing? Hubba, hubba.
I am going
oh my God,
to.
Still have that. Wait, now where is that? I haven't heard that in ages. Here we go.
Hubba, hubba.
We're going to London.
Going to London tomorrow. We're going to see, me and my girlfriend are going to see The Book of Mormon.
Oh, so good.
I haven't seen it. They came to Dublin last year, about this time last year, I think. It was just before I went away to Lanzarote on my sad, solo, little pathetic holiday.
I honestly thought that. I was so jealous of that, to be honest.
It sounded unreal.
It was actually great.
I'd nearly break up a pit with us for a week just so I could do
that.
Yeah, that sounds class. The Book of Mormon is deadly. Have you seen it?
I did, yeah. I saw it in the Borgosh. It was so funny. It's really, really good.
Honestly, excellent. I was in the Borgosh the other day and I saw the talented Mr. Ripley.
Yeah.
You've had a big week. The Talented Mr. Ripley. You starred in a Machine Gun Kelly music video.
I did star in it, yes.
You'll
correct.
Hear more about that.
Good phrase
show.
There.
And then you're off to see him tonight. You're busy.
And I went to Dundrum yesterday and did a big shop. Huge. It's been a huge week, lads. Huge week.
I'm off to get my Botox done in 45 minutes. So can we wrap this up?
Yes, we can.
Well, then I just to tell you about my weekend. Yeah.
We haven't even got to the hibbity hibbity.
My girlfriend is bet into Uniqlo. She loves Uniqlo.
Yeah,
so
it's coming to Dublin,
she's
I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is at some point.
And they better do because she keeps
ordering
online.
We're all obsessed.
There's loads of Uniqlos in London, so we're going to go there. I'm going to get one of those crossbody bags.
I don't know what that
everybody is. It's like a little. It's like
Jack has one. It's cool.
Like a cool bum bag.
Okay.
Don't knock it. I can imagine you're judging.
It's a bum bag, as in like a fanny pack.
Yeah, but it goes across your body.
Oh, thank God. Because I was like, I could totally picture you coming in here with a bum bag.
I do have a bum bag.
I bought a bum bag for Thailand. I'm really proud of it.
Honestly,
it's
kind of understandable to get like one for like Thailand or something.
Yeah.
But like, I
had it when I went to Florida, and then when I wore it when I went around Italy and I felt really uncool. But Italy, it was during the time of all those TikTok videos where it was, attenzione, picky pocket.
Picky pocket. You are literally Will in the in-between days. Do you know that?
Case.
He would honestly, he has an emergency stash of cash in his belt. That's our Callum.
Do you know what I got for my holidays? It's a sneaky hair bobbin that you can carry cash in. So you put it around your wrist.
You are also Will from the in-between.
Guys, good luck.
Bye.
How are we?
Good morning. This cup of tea is not teeing.
No.
No, not at all.
You know what else isn't vibing? I'm not vibing with this wind today.
What was going on?
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
A wind and a rain warning.
I remember when I was in secondary school, I was very bad at German. And me and my friend Emily were in German class one day. And the teacher, it was like the weather like today, just horribly windy. And the teacher was writing on the board. And then she just turned and looked out the window and went, es ist sehr windig, ja? As in, it's very windy, isn't it? And we were all like, yeah. And I remember it was the only thing that I remember from. I couldn't count to 10 in German now, but every time it's windy, I go, "Es ist sehr windig, ja."
Das ist not gut, ja.
Das ist not gut. Es ist sehr, sehr windig. Morgan C3 and Beat is jumping on Spin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona here. It's 11 minutes after 7.
That song is one of my favourite songs of all time. It just blows the cobwebs
off. Of all time?
Of all time. Of one of the songs that we play on Spin, I've been working here 8 years. I think it just, it gets the day going. It starts the day right.
It blows the
cobwebs. It's Morgan Seatree and Carla Monroe.
You had to look at the screen. I looked at your eye line.
Yes. Morgan Seatree, I think, is the DJ. Carla Monroe is the vocalist. But it's that song, I think it...
I mean, each to their own, like, you know.
We've kind of mentioned it before on the show. It kind of sounds like it belongs at Funderland.
Yes.
It's one of those songs that you'd hear on the waltzes, and even last week we played it, and Dave was, okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Throughout the song. It has that vibe. It just
Your
takes
girlfriend
me.
Loves it.
She absolutely adores it, and it's not one of the reasons why I love it. I just think it's a great song for the morning. It just starts the day off right.
You're so passionate about beaters jumping.
I know, but then I kind of got thinking about Funderland and theme parks and everything. And after Dave, kind of you inspired me.
Thank you.
After your okay, let's
I do
going.
That all the time.
Yesterday, I went online and I kind of found all of the typical fun fair sound effects that you'd hear, like on the waltzes and at the
Savage. Dogs.
Scream if you want to go faster. Hands in the air. Up. Let me hear you scream for speed. Thank you for riding with us today.
Why are they always like those kind of European yeah. weird accents? Thank you for riding with us today.
But it's always those, no matter where you go in the world.
How did he get that job? I want that job.
Anyway, I lost the run of myself yesterday and I kind of looked at some of the songs on the Spin playlist and mashed those sound effects up with songs that we're playing and seen if they work. So obviously we just played Beaters Jumping. I've done two versions of this one because I did this to start with, but I kind of did it with like a bit of admin where it was like, make sure you're wearing your seatbelt, and it just doesn't have the same vibe.
Beaters jumping and the bass go round.
Please keep your hands and legs inside the car at all times.
It's so good.
I think that's great.
I think that works.
It does, but it's just a bit boring. It's not fun.
Right.
So how about I did it again, but added a bit more oomph to it.
Beaters jumping and the bass go round.
Scream if you want to go faster.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm creeped out.
Well, strap yourself in because there's more where that came from. So that was obviously Morgan Seatree and Beaters Jumping. But then I kind of just went across the entire playlist and I found so many other songs. So we're playing that song Just The Way You Are by Milky and Mall Grab.
Oh, yeah.
Bruno Mars, Just The Way You Are.
No. Milky and Mall Grab. And I remixed it with the Funfair sound.
Push safety bars up and exit by the exit side only. Thank you for riding with us today.
I'm there. Like, it's nuts how quickly that transports you to Funderland. I'm in the RDS.
You say Funderland. I've been there, obviously, as a child, but Tremor for me. The hurdy-gurdy same vibe.
What about Calvin Harris and Kasabian Release the Pressure?
Surely not.
If you would like to ride, please pay in the car.
If only they were that like slick with it. You know what I mean?
I had a lot of fun with this yesterday. Ewan McVicar, always one that you would definitely hear at Funderland. Here's Shear the House.
Come on, try the Dodgems. It's amazing fun. Dodgem.
The laugh is such a good one. Michael Jackson Thriller laugh.
Always throw that in.
Always there. For no reason.
And then I decided to go a little bit cursed and I was like, let's have a look at songs that aren't dance and see if they work at Funderland. So what about Harry Styles and Aperture?
Push safety bars up and exit by the exit side only.
It does. It does totally works.
And finally, I think this one is my favourite, Noah Kahan and The Great Divide, but Funderland style.
Wow, that was fantastic.
There's more.
Yes.
Man, you know what you need to do is if you're looking for a Nixer, just get the remixes going to Funderland.
Honestly, that's unbelievable. I instantly want Candy Floss and like to go up really, really high. That's all I want.
There we go. Don't forget to pay the pay station if you want to run.
Okay, let's go.
I was on the teacups a few weeks ago with my niece and nephew. Not the same vibe as
the waltzers.
As the waltzers, no. Okay, love this so much. Bad Bunny, DTMF. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Olivia Dean and So Easy to Fall in Love on Spin. Good morning.
So easy to win yourself to Harry Styles. All you got to do is listen out for him popping up between two songs. If you hear him, text the word Harry to 087711103. We'll be sending you off to see Harry Styles in Amsterdam.
There's an Australian designer who has the name Katy Perry, and there's been a big battle between her and the singer Katy Perry for many years now. As I say, the Australian girl is a designer and she's finally won the rights to sell clothes under her own name. This dispute started way back in like 2008, I'm going to say.
Okay.
The designer, she argued that she owned the Katy Perry clothing trademark before Katy Perry became globally famous. Whereas Katy Perry said, when you launched, my music was already viral around 2008. And anyway, this has been going on and on for quite some time. And
do you think
disaster,
that when this stuff happens,
yeah,
that it's actually Katy Perry? Because
nah,
I don't think it is. It's her people. But
sure,
like, if I had people like that, I'd be so embarrassed. Like, don't give me people like that. When I go to the shop to look for people to manage me, at the managed people shop,
yeah,
don't give me those kind of people.
So true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, don't give me these people who are like, I don't like the fact that you said Ramond. It sounds like Hammond.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
How
I
dare
totally
you?
Know
like,
what
don't
you
give
mean.
Me people. Like, don't give me these losers.
Let these. Let this woman live. Do you know what I mean? Let her
just
do her thing.
All it does is it gives bad PR to Katy Perry.
Yeah,
which,
true.
To be fair, she does enough of herself.
Her infamous space incident. No, in 2024, an Australian court went against the Australian Katy Perry, totally cancelling the clothing trademark. Then it was totally overturned. There was an appeal saying that there was unlikely to be consumer confusion between the two. What I love is Australian Katy Perry noted that Katy Perry, the singer's real name, is actually Catherine Elizabeth Hudson. So back off. Katy Perry's actually my name. It's not your name.
That's funny. Now, did this go to court in Australia?
Yes.
Now, that's what I enjoy, because that's like, I don't know, it's a little bit like going to your own mam to be like, who do you think should have the ball, me or this random stranger?
I get you, yeah.
I think it should be you, darling.
But actually, but that's what's really disappointing about it is that the court initially ruled that she can't have the clothing.
Oh, did they? Okay.
Then it was appealed. But I was looking at the other kind of bigger you say about going to the manager shop and who you want to be your manager. Well, lots of these people I don't think are very good, because Taylor Swift was in a battle with an Etsy seller and small businesses for a time because she trademarked your girl isn't all that she's cracked up to be all the time, Callum.
In fairness, with Taylor Swift, there's always going to be stuff in the news and about like her. And like, you wonder how true everything of it is. Do you know what I mean? Because people love to take successful people down.
Well, that's true, but she's trademarked many phrases as well as her name. So
right,
obviously, for example, this sick beat.
She's trademarked that.
Yep, from Shake It Off. That's hers now, apparently. Her legal team have sent cease and desist letters to sellers using lyrics of phrases on merchandise. I kind of get it. You can't really benefit off someone else.
Like, that's definitely not her. Like, 100% that's not her. Yeah. That's her label.
Well, do you know who I think this is her? Kim Kardashian. What's her skincare line or her shapewear line called? You know,
Skims.
Skims, right? So when she was going about Skims back in 2019, she wanted to go with the name. Now this is actually really rude, Kimono.
Why right? is that
it's,
rude?
Because it's rude. Because it's like, you can't turn like a traditional Japanese garment.
I thought you were going to say some sort of slur there. And
no,
I was like,
God, no.
Kimono's fine.
There was obviously huge backlash in Japan. People being like, this is like appropriation.
Yeah,
this
you can't. It's like
a traditional garment, you know.
It's like kind of trademarking the word name Patrick here.
Yeah,
or something. Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't really work. And she obviously is trying to get her name into it as well. Like, just no creativity there. Kim Ono.
Kimono.
Lame. Anyway, she went with Skims and it's doing all right for her, so she's grand.
Skims is a crap name. Isn't it though? Like, I think it's a crap name.
Because again, she just wants to get Kim in there.
Oh yeah.
Kim.
No, that's not good.
And finally, I loved this. The OG Kylie that we all know and love, Miss Kylie Minogue, no doubt, was in a bit of a battle with Kylie Jenner. Because Kylie Jenner tried to trademark the name Kylie for business ventures. Kylie Minogue seemed like, sorry now, who are you? You're on some reality TV show. This is Miss Kylie Minogue. She was around for decades. She's an absolute icon. And it forced Kylie Jenner to use Kylie Cosmetics for her makeup.
I would never, if you said Kylie, I would never, ever, ever think of Minogue. I would only think of Jenner.
There's
that's so funny.
There's a lot of people listening right now who are horrified.
I would only but I'm thinking of her makeup palette and it just says Kylie.
I just think that's quite offensive, actually. I would say actually rude.
I am sorry to all the gays listening.
Here's Ewan McVicar. You're on Spin.
That's Something interesting happened yesterday, and I need to tell you, and I'm a little bit embarrassed, but we'll get through it, and we'll just be brave. We'll deal with it together. Yesterday, Emma Nolan sent me a text, and producer Callum sent me an Instagram DM. I didn't see the Instagram DM for a half an hour after it was sent, because I'm not addicted to my phone. But Emma did send me a text, and I lit up and I opened it, and it was from one of my favourite artists in the world, MGK.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly, who's playing at the Tree Arena tonight.
Now, you're going to the gig tonight.
I am going to the gig tonight. Very excited about going to the gig tonight. But the Instagram screenshot from his story said, "Dublin, meet me here at 5:30 today. I had a bowl of Edge in my mouth." And I was like, it's 5:20.
I could eat this broccoli or I could go meet MGK.
So he said, "Dublin, meet me here at 5:30 today, shooting a video, wear all black." So I went up with a load of Veg in my mouth and stripped off and put on a load of black and drove to Liberty Lane.
Cool. No.
In Portobello.
You went and did it.
I need to explain this, right? So what happened was, I arrived down Liberty Lane, I turned left onto Liberty Lane. There is 100 people. Mm-hmm. Like, there is so many people. People are up on walls and everything, right? And then right at the front of those people, which I can see very clearly, the closest person to me is Machine Gun Kelly.
Ah!
Is MGK himself.
Sorry, that's so exciting.
With all these people behind him. And I was like, crap, I've come down the wrong way. I have to obviously join from the back, but I was like, I'm not doing that. So I just kind of went,
Did you just park your car in the middle of the music
video?
No,
just around the side. Oh, okay. And then so I walked up towards MGK and I was like, I'm just going to get in there with that crowd there. And he was like, yeah, go on. And
no
so,
way.
Yeah, so I stood in the, middle at the very front with all this crowd, right? And he's filming a music video, right? I didn't know what to do for the music video. So then
Slow down. You're rushing through this amazing story. What were you wearing?
I was all black hoodie and my black trousers and my white runners.
Were you solo?
I was on my own.
You're so brave.
Such a loser is what the word you're looking for is. Anyway, so I see MGK and I'm like, I'll just go there. And he's like, yeah. And then so I went in and I joined hundreds of people, and probably people were quite annoyed at me because they all came around from the other side, around probably Portobello.
For example, you got like top of the queue almost.
Top of the thing. So I was like the first thing the camera would see in the music video, and I was like, I don't really know if I want to do this. Anyway, he was like, right, we're all just going to go mad to this bit of the song and we're going to start moshing and stuff like that. And I was like, this is going to be nuts. So everyone starts going crazy and jumping and moshing, and then everyone started doing this thing which he directed us to do. So I want you all to try it here. So you put your hand out fully straight with your palm to the floor, like facing the floor, and then bend your elbow just a tiny bit, and then so out in front of you, and then up and down, up and down. That's what I did for the entire music video, like that, as if I was a gangster rapper. Up and down, just like that. And then I was like, no, this is too cringe, I can't do this. I had to just be like, I'll just step out now, actually. That's me done now. And so I stepped out. I stepped out and just watched the rest of it happen. So if I'm in an MGK music video in a couple of months, no, I'm not, don't send it to me. Okay, I don't want to see it. Because it's a little white boy going up and down, thinking he's a gangster, going, yeah, yeah, and then moshing. I'm 4 foot nothing. I can't mosh.
Was there broccoli in your teeth?
I would imagine so. I'd imagine so.
Sorry,
so,
I can't believe not only did you feature in it, you're the one who said you don't like music videos. Now you're
and
in
now
one.
I'm in one. So yeah, I'm going to be in an MGK music video. And do you know what? I just felt so anxious then afterwards. I was just like, oh, that's stupid now. Because like, obviously the label, his label are Universal Music, who we deal with quite a lot. Yeah. And I'm like, there's probably someone I know here, and she's just probably going to look down and go, is that David Hammond from the Spin Breakfast Show in the middle of an MGK music video?
I think it's one of the most iconic things you've ever done. I fully support you on your music video journey.
If it's anything that will kind of like just scale the fear back a little bit, I did see that he was also filming stuff with fans in London as well. So okay, whatever he's doing in Dublin, I can only imagine will be a very small.
He tried to get up, so he went up on this big, huge wall up down Liberty Lane, yeah. Right? He got up on the wall, and a thorn went through his hand.
Oh,
so far, because he tried, he put his whole body weight on the thorn.
Yeah,
the thorn went through his hand.
No,
there
way.
Is a video on his Instagram of the thumb of the thorn going through, kind of around the in between the ring finger and the baby finger, and
normally
it's gone
he's
through.
Into that weird stuff, yeah. But that wasn't even intentional.
No, so yeah, it was nuts.
That man doesn't care for health and safety.
I didn't talk to him at all, apart from just be like, I'll just go there, and he was like, yeah, everyone come. And there was a lot of kind of security. There was people like, no phones. You couldn't have your phone out or anything. And it was weird. The vibes were weird.
No guards, no nothing.
But it was really interesting to see. I did get a sneaky little video. I didn't post it just in case he got annoyed at me, and I really like him. And I'm seeing him late tonight, so I didn't want him to call
Dave,
me out.
That's
late tonight.
Cool.
I'm seeing him tonight. I don't want him to call me out.
That's really amazing.
So that's pretty cool.
I can tell you're like a mix of adrenaline and anxious.
Yes. The perfect mix.
Here's Kingfisher. This is The Blade. You're listening to Spin. Harry Styles, call next.
Love it.
Hello. I'm Harry.
Harry Styles.
Spin is sending you to Harry Styles in Amsterdam.
I hope you enjoy it.
Can I just say, I am going to be the one making the phone call for this Harry Styles competition.
Yes!
If someone does answer the phone with Watermelon and Sugar, hello, I'm going to give it to them.
Oh, because I don't think you're allowed.
I have to, because the thing says Watermelon and Sugar, and then he goes, hello, I'm Harry Styles.
Do you think it's a discrepancy?
I think it's a discrepancy.
Right, okay.
I think it's a disgrace.
Well, the rules are that you should answer the phone with Watermelon and Sugar. Hi. A lot of people trying to get the standby list. Of course, we want to send you to Amsterdam in May to see Harry live. We'll throw in all the trimmings. You're spending money on your flights, obviously. Two nights in a 4-star accommodation. It's going to be fab. So lots of people obviously want to get on the standby list, but you must answer the phone that particular way to get on there, okay? No hellos, no matter what Dave says.
Fine.
Watermelon Sugar,
oh, Willie, that is just so brilliant. That was typical.
I didn't know whether it was the school or something ringing me.
Typical man behaviour. Watermelon Sugar, hi.
The apprehension was palpable.
It was so good.
What you did exactly what you had to do. And Willie, you're on the standby list.
Nice one, Willie.
Oh, thank you.
Are you the Harry Styles fan, or is it someone else in your life?
I'm not. Now the wife is, but okay. Look, I'll enjoy the weekend away if
we
get
would.
There.
You would indeed, Willie.
Having a time of your life in Amsterdam.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. Like, I like the way you said the Watermelon Sugar, like, real quick, so you could have kind of just almost played it off as talking to someone else in the corner.
Yeah.
Like, Watermelon Sugar, hi. Watermelon Sugar, hi. Watermelon Sugar, hi. Yeah, brilliant. Literally no notes, Willie. That was excellent. It was so good. Congratulations. You're on the standby list.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
You might have to do that exact same thing you just did again on Friday week, okay? So if you get a call around 11 o'clock, Watermelon Sugar, hi. All right.
Lovely stuff. Good Thanks
luck.
A million.
See Good you, luck. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So, look, more chances to get in the standby list with us potentially this morning with Michaela from 10, with Steve K from 3, and with Jamie and Faye this evening from 7 as well on Spin.
1038. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, how are you?
What's going on? How are we? Happy Thursday. Thank God, it's a week is actually flying. I said on Monday I was going to go slow. It's flying in.
Yeah, the girly quiz on the show after 8:30 this morning. I do want to give a special mention, though, to one of the kindest things that could have possibly happened today. So yesterday on the show I was doing essentially like a little, for myself, survival guide to be in good nick for the show this morning. Based on the fact that I was going to see Joanne McNally last night.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you go to a Joanne McNally gig, you meet loads of new friends and all the girls will be there and they'd be ready for a big night out. And I just had my concerns because my alarm was due to be going off. I know. Do you know someone was removed from the Joanne McNally gig before she even started?
Stop.
Yeah.
For what?
Guess. You know yourself.
Rowdiness.
Yeah.
Like, arguing with people.
On a Wednesday. No, not arguing. Just
shouting.
Had too much.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was asleep.
She was asleep. Why'd you get kicked out then?
Don't know. I actually
can you give
bad.
Us any detail at all?
She was sitting on our row and she was asked to leave and felt bad, and then Joanne started the show being like, "Wednesday night, someone's already been asked to leave. Someone's got a babysitter in."
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Anyway, it was a great
night. I'm no clearer as to what happened, but I'll ask you when the mics go down.
You get the idea. She doesn't. Anyway, so basically, it was an amazing gig, but all went well. But yesterday on the show, as I was prepping my little survival guide, I'd said that I'd do certain things in preparation of what I'd need this morning. So I said this: I'm going to pre-buy jambons from Lidl today, put them in my locker, and then heat them in the morning.
No.
At 6 a.m. Well, to our utter delight this morning, a man called Robin enters the building.
It's always good luck when you see a Robin.
He is a man from a company called Golden Bake Ireland. And he dropped in beautiful, fresh jambons in a huge sharing box that kept everyone on the early shift from news to this floor happy this morning. So I want to say a massive thank you to him. Mini sausage rolls were in there as well.
The cookies were my favourite.
And cookies.
The cookies were class.
It was a fantastic start to the day. There was no need to reheat a jambon. I never actually went ahead and did that in the first place. But yeah, top tier stuff from Golden Bake and Robin this morning. So thank you so much.
So tomorrow I'm going to go to Lidl and buy myself a Ferrari and heat it up tomorrow morning. Or just any sort of motor vehicle.
Spin is your number one hit music station. Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Tricky. We play this game every single morning. Get all 10 questions correctly, win a grand.
Simple as that, but we say that, but no one's done that.
Yeah, we're still patiently waiting. Maybe it'll all change today because Evan's on to play. What are you up to, Evan?
I'm just in work.
Oh, already?
What do you do, Evan?
Yeah, I work in quality in food manufacturing.
Very
quality.
Good.
And have we talked to you before, Evan?
You have, yes. I've been on the Tricky 10 before.
You have been on the Tricky 10 before.
Before Christmas. It was maybe start of December, I'd say.
All right, okay. So
you get a score of... Okay, I'm going to guess Evan's score. I'm going to guess the score. Did you get a 7?
I got an 8.
Ah, I actually was going to go with 8, but then I said 7 rhymes with Evan.
fair.
Can't spell Evan without 7. You can't spell 7 without Evan. There we go. Anyway, Evan, your food...
So much going on.
There's a lot going on, sorry. So you're doing that. What time do you finish today?
Finish at 4 today.
4 o'clock. Not too bad.
It's not so bad. Okay, listen, let's try and get you top of the leaderboard this time. Let's try and get you a grand this time. We probably didn't have the grand last time, did we?
No.
Okay,
didn't.
So look, let's get all 10 this morning.
Yeah, it is.
55 seconds, you know the deal. About to go on the clock. Dave's going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer will be a number between 1 and 10. That won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer, Evan, and if you don't know, it makes total sense to give it a guess, because you know it will be a number between 1 and 10. Now, as we said, there is a prize for the best score of the week, but get all 10, win yourself €1,000. Susan currently sits top of the leaderboard, scoring 6 in 51.09 seconds, but we know that you can do better.
Absolutely, Evan. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to ask your questions. The best of luck, I'll count you in. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. If you add up the first 3 odd numbers together, what number would you get?
9.
Complete the name of this rom-com, What Things I Hate About You.
10.
How many times have the Republic of Ireland men's team appeared at a FIFA World Cup?
5.
What number 2. Is one less than half a dozen?
5.
Timothy Dalton starred as James Bond in how many movies?
2.
The average human would have how many hearts?
1.
Vincent's Hospital and the RDS are in which Dublin postal district?
6.
How many letters are there in the word mackerel?
7.
The name of David and Victoria Beckham's daughter is called Harper what?
7.
When writing the number 1 million in digits, how many zeros would it have? 1 million.
6.
Step the clock.
Ooh. Well, Ev, how are you feeling?
I had to ask that last question really, really fast so I didn't run out of time.
How do you think you did, Ev?
I think I did all right, Jeff.
Do you think better or worse than last time?
I think I might have got 6 or 7 there this time, so
six,
I'm not sure.
6, 7.
Let's top them up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, a score of 7.
But the good news, that's top of the leaderboard.
Hey, it is, Evan. Unreal. I actually kind of forgot about that.
Let's just go through the ones that caught you this morning. How many times have the Republic of Ireland men's team appeared at FIFA World Cup? They appeared 3 times, 1990, 1994 and 2002. Then you flew through the next 3. Vincent Hospital and the RDS caught you out. You said Dublin 6. They're actually in Dublin 4. How many letters are there in the word mackerel? M-A-C-K-E-R-E-L. Callum, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you do the spelling ones,
yeah,
or like the how many letters ones, what inspires you Mackerel.
I just go onto an online dictionary, find a word, count the letters, put them in the sheet.
Mackerel.
Literally, I just went to M, scrolled, mackerel. Thank you very much.
That's my guy.
Well, look, there's actually 8 letters in the word mackerel. Not 7, but that's it. In total, that's all that caught you out this morning. Well done, Ev.
Evan, very good. Congratulations, you have topped that leaderboard.
No worries. Thank you very much for having
me. By any chance, did you top the leaderboard the last time?
I did.
And did you win yourself a fuzzy charred snooty?
I did. Nice.
Okay, well, you're doing all right out of us, Evan.
You're doing okay out of us, Evan.
Huge.
It is quite big.
Yes.
Evan, thank you so much for playing. Have a fantastic day.
Mind yourself, Evan.
Don't worry.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, come on. Let's do this. Tomorrow. Can we get a 10? I'm surprised about the men's team in the World Cup. I think I might have got that, you know.
Would you?
I think I might have.
I only guessed it. I actually am really disappointed that the answer is only 3.
Yeah. Yeah. The letters in the word mackerel. I think we need to go.
I did that M-A-C-K-E-R-E-L 8.
You know what? I would have spelled M-A-C-K.
Or E-L.
I might have went A-or. I'm not sure. Anyway, I need to go back to school, clearly. If you would like to take on the Tricky 10 tomorrow, well, we need you to tell us that you'd like to play. So do that with the word tricky to 087-711-1038.
Try practicing spelling words. That'll help. And Dublin Postal Districts.
Now, you know the deal. We want to send you to Harry Styles. He's not coming to Dublin, unfortunately, on his tour, but he is going to Amsterdam and other places. We want to send you there. Listen out for Harry popping up between a few songs on Spin. And when you do, message us the word Harry. Answer your phone with watermelon sugar high. We'll get you on the standby list, and hopefully it'll be you winning on Friday week.
First though, a couple of weeks ago Callum was talking about, oh, I've had a really tough morning, and I remember saying to Callum, that doesn't sound like a tough morning. I feel like I could make your worst day ever. Like, and just off the top of my head, and I went and I did that, and he was like, that is the worst thing I've ever heard. We had things like, there's a work experience girl in the office and she has no interest in radio.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Things like that. Emma and Dave are both late.
Yeah.
Dave has to leave early for a haircut. Things like that.
Dave won't stop talking on the radio. They're talking for too long.
Exactly. There was a lot of things that we could have made Callum's worst day.
Dave had Callum like squirming in his seat by the end of it. He was so uncomfortable with it all.
So then yourself, Emma, you decided the next week to do my worst day, which was honestly excruciating. It was so well done. I'd never felt like someone knew me so well. I feel like even my own mother wouldn't know me that well. Yeah. So when you did it, I was like, that's crazy. So what?
My favourite bit of Dave's worst day last week was, after having the worst day ever, the final thing that came in for in the imaginary worst day ever was a text from his parents with the dates for skiing 2027. But the final thing it said was, all children must pay for their own accommodation and flights.
Just evil. Evil.
Horrible.
Evil.
Horrible.
Anyway, so we move on for the final week of this to Emma's worst day.
Why am I nervous? Ever. This isn't real.
It's not real, but I think just experiencing it is very, very tough.
Yeah.
So here we go. Emma's alarm is going off, but she's chosen to ignore it. She's woken up 45 minutes late after a bad night's sleep and might miss the start of the show.
Oh, good Lord.
She's in a panic. She goes to text Dave and Callum, but her phone hasn't charged overnight.
Oh.
She opens up WhatsApp to text the lads, and the phone dies.
Oh, God.
Seamus, the dog, is looking for attention, but there's no time. Emma puts on her mouldy bra that Seamus has half eaten, heads out the door. No time to do the hair or the makeup. She realises Seamus has gone to the toilet in the kitchen.
Oh, God.
She has to wake up Jack. She does not have time for that sort of thing right now. Her boyfriend, Jack, has blocked her in the driveway.
Oh,
he's dealing with the dog in the kitchen, so she has to move his car out of the way before getting into her car and driving that to work.
I'll kill him.
This is not her morning. The car stinks after taking the dog for a walk yesterday, and he ended up rolling in all sorts of night. Into the car park then, where she hits the car park pillar in the process of parking, and the yellow paint from the pillar rubs off on her white car even more. White and yellow car, lovely. Into work, straight into the studio. Callum doesn't talk to her for 15 minutes because she's come in late again. She announces the wrong cash machine amount. She says it's 8:45 when it's only 7:45.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And the worst of all, she's forgotten her vape. Dave slags her all morning despite her continuously saying, not today, Dave. Dave, not today. You've no idea how often that happens. Dave, not today.
Not today, Dave. Sorry, pet, not today. Can't today, pet.
The end of the show rolls around and all she wants to do is get back into bed. But Dave has to leave early for another haircut, so she's got to clip the whole show up and upload the Fully Charged Recharged podcast on her own.
Evil.
Finally, it's time to go home, off to the car. Only to find out she's got another flat tire.
Oh.
And there's still no tire in the boot. She's not dealing with this today. So it's the bus home for Emma. She needs a moment to herself. So she decides to get off at Nutgrove Shopping Centre.
Oh, thank God.
Only to find out it's been closed down forever.
No! Not my nutties!
She goes back home in tears but has to pull herself together because she is boxing in an hour. Robbie from Heaton Boxing Academy is being hard on her because she hasn't come to the last three sessions. She comes home to watch some documentary about the X Factor, but Jack is watching a Leeds game.
Oh, classic.
She takes herself to bed but can't sleep. Jack comes to bed and snores for the night.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And at 3 a.m. he starts sleepwalking.
Down to water it into my granny. That sounds like a pretty horrific
That's
day,
a bad day.
By all accounts. And no, I still don't
have
a spirit.
What was the worst moment?
The tyre.
The Nutgrove?
The tyre and Nutgrove. Yeah, they were both pretty bad. It's time for this. Quiz, makeup, hands and tears.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in to the Girly Quiz once a week. For the last nearly 4 years, we've been quizzing Dave on all things girly, and we're still going strong, ladies.
God, I hope that day never comes where Keane DeCrow realises that we probably owe him a lot of money for singing that song.
We need to change it to a female vocalist. I want C-Matt. Give us C-Matt on the intro.
That's a good shout,
quiz.
Actually.
Okay, so three questions stand between Dave and winning the week. He had a big loss last week, unfortunately, on the back of an ASOS question. However, he could get back to winning ways today, which obviously we don't want. He's got a couple of lifelines to help him get through the week. One is his phone a female. And standing by this morning,
Shauna,
is the lovely Shauna. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good, Shauna. All right, you know the question I'm going to ask you before we even start. What is it that you excel in when it comes to women, females, girls? Is it beauty? Is it health? Is it body parts? Not that they're the only things to do with women. I'm sure you do a lot more other things. But those seem to be the things that pop up during the girly quiz. So, health, beauty, or body parts? What's your expertise in?
Oh, God. I don't know, a bit of everything, probably, hopefully.
A Jackie of all trades. Nice, yeah. Shauna. That's what I need. That's what
Shauna's
I need.
Shauna's a bit nervous this morning, but you're absolutely killing it, Shauna. Her debut ever on radio.
Woo! Me too, Shauna. Me too.
Hang on the line. We will definitely need you at some point, okay?
All right, stay there, Shauna.
As always, we just give a warning. If there's young ears in the car and there's certain conversations you don't want to have in the school run, just be conscious of the content that often comes up on the Girly Quiz.
And as I always say, if your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the Girly Quiz, don't ask them questions afterwards.
Kind of is becoming a bit of a trend, but you've absolutely nothing to worry about until question three. All right, let's do this. David Hammond.
Oh, I've got a bathroom. I'll see you later.
Where on the body would you apply acetone?
Okay, I have it. But I'm going to say something first.
Do you whatever you need?
Start that question again.
Where on the body?
Stop the question. What is the one thing I ask all my phone females? Are they good at body parts? And you always go, what a stupid, weird thing to ask them. And now I have it. A question about body parts. I knew it would come up at some point eventually. And I'm very happy with how I asked.
I think you're focusing on the wrong part of the question already.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't even need Shauna for this because I know what you need acetone for. Now, initially I thought, oh, maybe the face.
Hell
maybe.
No. Well.
It kind of gave me an answer there. No, I'm joking. I already knew the answer. I thought it was the face initially, kind of like, I thought it was like micellar water. And right. I was like, maybe that's acetone and it takes the thing off. And I was like, that'd be very sore. What I know you use acetone for is your nails to get rid of, I think, Biab. But I don't want to give you too much information in case the information I give is wrong. Mm. But I just want to say my answer is nails. I don't know if it's also the same for... Now, the only thing that I'm a little bit nervous about is Callum and Emma both have a smirk on their face, which makes me think I'm wrong. And that's worrying me because I don't want to go out on the very first question.
I think you're having an existential crisis right now.
No, I think it's... let's go. Final answer. Nails.
Simple as that.
Yes!
Well done.
Come on!
Well done.
See, the way you look at me, you just put me off.
I was just watching you.
You just smirk and it's just like, oh, it's, especially you, Callum. It's that face of yours. It's so innocent but evil.
It's just this look he gives, and it just makes you question everything.
Acetone is a very strong solution. It's a nail polish remover. Yeah, you definitely don't put it anywhere near your beautiful face. It would hurt you a lot. But yeah, well done. Let's crack on to question number two. Dave, apart from waxing and tweezing, name one other method of shaping brows.
Waxing or tweezing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the name of it.
Aw, what a shame.
Ha! But I think it's done with like an elastic band. And they kind of twist it and they go and they kind of shape it. I don't know the name of it though. But I think I'd know the name of it if I heard it. That's why, Shauna, I'm sorry. I'm not going to go to you for this one. I'll probably save you for the next one. I think I'll simplify it in a way. And I really, really hope to God it gives me an answer. Like, I hope it gives me like a 50-50 answer. And it doesn't, like,
throw you.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so I'm going to simplify it.
Okay, here we go. Apart from waxing and tweezing, name one other method of shaping brows. Is it A, filing? Is it B, threading?
Threading. It has to be threading. Filing you do to your nails, I'm pretty sure. So threading, and I think it's with the elastic band or the string. Final answer.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Well done.
Oh my God. If I don't get a certificate as being an honorary woman after this.
Threading is correct, yeah. Not quite an elastic band, but I know what you mean, and you know the process spun on. Very sore thing, but very effective.
I'd imagine very sore. It's good for shaping, I presume.
Yeah,
is it?
Gets rid of all day. It takes
I need
away
a bit of
it.
That now, in fairness. Do Will you thread my. What is it?
Threading?
Will you thread my eyebrows?
I'd have a good go with an Would elastic band on those brows.
They're a little bit bushy.
All right, question number three. Can he do it? Can he do it without Ooh. Shauna? Dave. For how long, approximately, does an egg usually survive after ovulation?
How long does an egg last after ovulation? I think it's a lot shorter than you think. I think it could be like a week. It could be 5 days or something like that. I think it's shorter. But I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, an egg is an egg.
You an egg is an egg.
And it's an egg in every... You know what I mean?
Are you trying to compare it to the eggs in your fridge? Like,
I'm trying
how long
to think about the out-of-date on the fridge ones.
Yeah. Like a chicken
pie.
Yeah, but like an egg is an egg, but
best
I suppose...
Before.
Yeah, like a best before.
Like the best before on chicken's eggs. Use by. Best before. I always notice that when you buy
eggs.
Trying
to get
eggs.
Your missus pregnant. They're out of date. Sorry. They're gone off.
I'll give you a fresh one there in a few weeks.
Okay, I'm going to call in Shauna.
All right, here we go. Shauna, welcome on into the girly quiz.
Shauna, thank you very much for being
Hello,
here.
How are you?
All right, 30 seconds on the clock and I'd love you to tell me how long does an egg last after ovulation. Please tell me you know the answer.
I'm going to say between 1 and 2 days.
1 and 2 days? It's even shorter than a week. Okay, Shauna. Do you have a definite time? Like, do you think would they accept 1 to 2 days, or do I have to say 2 days or 1 day?
One or two.
Oh, you're asking the man in the car.
He's my son. I asked him to pick a number.
Would you accept 1 to 2 days, Emma? No. Okay. All right, let's go with 2 days. But I'm going with the... What age is Owen, Shauna?
It's Alan, and he's 5.
Sorry, Alan, I'm going with the 5-year-old. And what did he say, 1?
1 day.
Okay, no, I'm not going with the 5-year-old. I want to win this. I'm going with 2 days.
Final answer?
No, it's not. I don't know if you're right, Shauna. I'm sorry, I just don't know if you're right. I think I'm right. I think it's a week.
I need to hear a final answer on whatever you're going with here.
Shauna, how much will you hate me if I don't go with your answer?
I won't hate you, don't worry.
Okay, I'm going to go with a week. Final answer.
No! You should have went with 5-year-olds.
No. Is Alan correct?
12 to 24 hours.
Oh my God.
12 to 24.
High five, Al.
Go on, Alan.
Go on, say hi to Daddy. Hi, Daddy.
Alan, I'm not your daddy.
I am Dave, though. Alan, I'm so sorry. You were correct. and I didn't take your answer. So as well as your mother getting a 50 euro Just Eat voucher, I'll send you an IMC cinema pass for you to go to the cinema. Well, I'll send you two so your mother can go with you. I'm so sorry, Alan. I'm sorry. I've made a fool of myself is what has happened there. I've been an absolute darn fool of myself.
Darn fool.
I can only apologise.
You always have to go with a woman's option day.
Yeah, true. I did. Yeah, I do. I'm so sorry,
Alan,
Shauna.
And Shauna, legends, thank you so much.
Oh, God.
Guys.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Alan, I'm not your daddy.
Why does she go, this is your dad? It's your daddy. Say hello to your daddy.
I don't know. Maybe her dad, or maybe their dad listens on the way to work. Look, how long does an egg usually survive after ovulation? 12 to 24 hours. That's why people do be getting busy.
Shauna, do we know each other? I'm definitely not the father, right? Like, there's no
Someone
way that...
Someone just messaged saying, Steve got a child.
Called Alan.
I definitely wouldn't have agreed to calling him Alan.
Do you want to ring Shauna back?
I don't, no, just in case.
I'll give her a bell. Have you and Dave haven't ever met?
Have we met?
5.5 years ago. On it, on it, on it. Let's go! David, Fiona in the morning. Hello, how are we?
What's going on? Good morning.
Guys, I have to come clean. I feel like I'm a liar and an actress. Okay, so basically the other day I put on my Instagram story that I wanted to do 7 boxing classes in 7 days. Reason being, I pay my boxing classes, I pay their like membership per month. I'm going to Thailand on Tuesday, so I was like, don't waste it, just book in for the 7 days and use up because I have 12 credits a month. Right?
Thailand really came around quick.
I know.
Like, seriously quick.
You're going to miss me.
I am going to miss you. 3 weeks. I have to do so much work.
I'm already thinking about what fun stuff I'm going to bring back for you and Cal from the 7-Elevens over there.
Yes.
But basically what I was... I put on my Instagram story the day because I'm a devil for like getting lazy and not going to a class. To make myself accountable, I said 7 classes, 7 days. So that was grand. Posted the first day. Second day, some of the girls who go to the class mess should be like, I saw your story. Hope to see you later. I was like, oh God, no, this is really kicking off now. So the girls were like, you need to take your accountability photo. Took the accountability photo, posted.
What's an accountability photo?
As in to prove that you went to the boxing.
Ah, and posted your story.
Day. But here's the thing. I didn't go yesterday. Wait. Reserve judgment.
She posted a photo from last week.
Reserve judgment. 7 and 7 days to me is Monday to Monday. So I'm going Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yeah, that counts. Like,
because I feel like I didn't have an accountability yesterday and everyone thinks I'm a liar and an actress, but I'm still going to do 7 and 7 days.
It doesn't matter how many days you go, if as long as you go 7 times.
Within 7 days.
And if you miss a day, you got to go once at the 6 o'clock class and once at the 9 o'clock class.
That's the truth.
Do you know what I mean? There you go.
Because I was thinking, because I'm due in at 12:30 today and I was like, oh, I don't know now today. Maybe I could just do a double tomorrow.
Mm.
But once there's accountability for 7, I'm not a liar and an actress.
No, absolutely. If you do 7, then here we go. I mean, in fairness, we can't really hold you accountable. You're off to Thailand for 3 weeks and I forget things after 3 minutes. So
this is true.
So you're fine no matter what.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
I'm going to MGK tonight, or to call him by his Christian name, Machine Gun, Mr. Kelly.
Do you, has he rebranded to MGK?
He has rebranded
because
to MGK.
Because he doesn't want to use Machine Gun anymore.
I don't know why, though.
It was something like that, I think.
Was it? Okay,
he didn't want to include the weapon anymore or something, I don't
That's kind of cool, I do like that. But his real name is Coulson, so I don't know why he doesn't just go by Coulson.
Coulson's a cool name.
Coulson is a really cool name. Anyway, MGK, I'm a big fan of him. And I love his music and I love his vibe and I just have a little bit of a man crush on him. So much so that when he put up onto his story yesterday saying he was going to be in Dublin for a music video at 5:30 and meet him there, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I did meet him.
And he's going to star in MGK's next music video. I meant to ask you about that. Was that an unreleased song, obviously?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't hear it. I didn't even hear the song. It was just the beat of the song.
Oh, cool.
So it was like MGK knew, but no one else knew. Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Anyway, so MGK is playing at the Tree Arena tonight and I'm very excited to be going. I have tickets. Here is my dilemma. I have seated tickets and my girlfriend Pippa was meant to go with me. She is under a lot of pressure at work at the moment. She's up the walls, let's say. Do you know what I mean? She's very, very busy. She's very stressed. She's not really, you know what I mean? She's kind of doing nothing else but working lately, especially this week. There's lots going on. So I'm kind of like, oh, don't worry about it. You don't have to come with me. Do you know what I mean? Like, honestly, don't feel like you have to. I'm happy to.
I feel like it's not even her vibe anyway. Is it that gig?
It's not at all.
For you, kind of.
No, she's more of the Mumford and Sons, Westlife type of vibe.
Yeah.
She wouldn't be the MGK vibe. And I'd imagine the clientele at an MGK vibe might scare her a little bit.
Right, okay.
But I am reliving my emo days. This is my vibe. This is what I like. I like that kind of rock. I like that punk. I like the pop punk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, here's my dilemma, and I'd love if you could voice note me in some advice here. 0877111038. This is radio. We would love your voice notes. What do I do? Can I go to a gig on my own? I know I can go to a gig on my own, but can I do it seated? Because if I do it seated, I have to like sit beside someone, and they're going to be for the whole gig. Like, does your man have someone coming, or is he
do
on
you
his
feel
own?
Like, okay, so this is my question because I don't see the problem. But I suppose, do you feel like you're more anonymous to be on your own in a standing situation?
This is the thing. So
whereas there's an obvious
standing,
empty seat beside you.
If I was, if I was standing, I could stand at the back against the wall. I could see everyone having a good time. I can see MGK on stage. I'll have the best night of my life. Do you know what I mean? I know I would. If I went on my own seating, I would have a terrible night.
Because you'd be anxious.
Because
that
I'd be anxious that everyone is looking around me going, your man Billy No Mate's over here. Do you know what I mean? Or something like that. And I know no one thinks about that. And I know no one cares.
That's your own mind. But I get
it's my own mind. But I just, it's just my, me as an anxious person. But if you were standing, it'd be so much better. But am I mad to think that? Like, maybe you've gone to concerts seated before and you've thought this is absolutely grand. I know you were at Joanne McNally last night and you can't exactly stand for Joanne McNally.
No.
There probably was people there.
Well,
on
there
her
was
own.
Actually, so where I was sitting last night, because basically what had happened was there was the row I was seated on, further across, there was two empty seats. And the girl in front of us was like, look, my friend's up in the top circle because there's no one coming there. Do you mind if our friends go over there? We were like, no, it doesn't impact us whatsoever. But the women sitting beside me and Emer, my friend Emer, were both there as individuals.
Okay.
They were strangers. And they said, no, I'm here on my own. The other girl, two of them had gone to a comedy gig seated on their own. And I was like, do you know what? More power to you.
Yeah.
And they were having such a laugh, had a great time. Obviously, their friends couldn't make it, or they just decided, yeah, I'm just going to go to this. It maybe got a last minute ticket. And they both went solo seated. And I said, you know what? That's class.
Interesting.
And I know what you mean. I'd find it a bit intimidating. But I'd say once you're seated and settled, you're fine.
I just think, I get that. But I think standing, you can get out easy. You can, you know what I mean? You don't have to be around people if you don't want to.
And there's not an obvious vacant seat beside
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Whereas like those women last night, sorry, they obviously bought one ticket, right?
Mm.
Whereas you would have the empty seat beside you.
Yes.
If I know what you're okay.
So yeah, that's my dilemma at the moment. Am I being stupid now? Like, honestly, voice note me and tell me if I'm being stupid. But if you get me and maybe you've advice, please let me know. 0877111038. WhatsApp is free to voice note.
It sure is. Totally free. Regardless, you are going though.
I am going. Okay, yeah. And so Pippa might go with me.
Okay.
But I'm just saying. Now, if you're not an anxious person, this won't make any sense to you at all. Or maybe you are, but random things that make some people anxious don't make other people anxious.
Mm-hmm.
I have this theory that it's actually much better to go on your own to a gig and stand than it is to go on your own to a gig and sit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're two very different things. I have seated tickets tonight for MGK. I'm very excited about it. Pippa's very busy with work, so she might not be able to go. So if not, I might just go on my own.
Yeah.
But I'd be seated on my own, and I'm kind of worried about that. If I had a standing ticket, I would be happy to go on my own. I'd sit at the back and I'd have a drink and I'd watch the show.
It's so funny. I'd be the complete opposite of that.
Really?
I feel like if I was standing, I'd need moral support to, like, I don't know, God forbid, stand in front of someone by, you know, and someone be like, you're push. I don't know. I just feel like you'd have moral support with someone with you.
Mm.
But I feel like once I'm seated, I'd feel safe.
Interesting.
I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah.
Lots of people saying you can absolutely go ahead with this. Daniel said you can definitely go to a concert seated. Last year, I got a last minute ticket to Tom Grennan. It was only 20 quid and it was great.
Nice.
I was 100% sat next to the family who sold the ticket though.
I love the way he's like, yeah, that's definitely the family.
Thanks, guys.
I love that.
Good deal on the ticket. Romy was in touch as well.
All I'm going to say is if you go to a concert by yourself, nobody cares. Nobody is looking at you. Like, they're looking at who's on the stage.
True.
Not who's beside them. Like, I cannot remember anybody who has ever sat beside me at a concert. So just go to the concert, enjoy yourself. Everyone's there to see Machine Gun Kelly. and yeah, to have a good time. Nobody's watching. Fair. So have the best time. Fair, many fair. Concerts and Broadway shows and everything by myself because my friends have different tastes and everything to me. But you know what? I had the best time and I always stand there and cry my eyes out and sing to every single song because you know what? Screw it.
You know what? It's so true. And a lot of the time you do find, oh, if no one's into that as well, I won't go. And like, no, you have to go.
Yeah, I really like that, Romy. Thank you very much. Mirka was also on. She said, don't miss an opportunity to see something that makes you happy just because you don't want to be alone. I also went to Bob Dylan last year and I was sat next to a woman and she told me she hesitated but came alone and loved it. So that is nice.
It could be your whole new personality that you just end up going to gigs on your own.
People at the staff at the Three Arena go, oh, there's Dave now.
And you know,
Billy Nomates.
The beauty of it, if you go ahead with the Zeta ticket, is in the Three Arena, it's so annoying sometimes, like where'd you put your coat? People are tripping over it when they're walking past you. You've got a whole seat to keep your crap.
That is very
true. Get yourself a popcorn, sit it up in the
but like no one would be sitting, do you know what I mean? That's the thing. The only, even in the seated area of the concert, no one sits. Everyone's up straight away. Do you think?
Go and document it tonight.
Yeah, I will.
And wait and look out for Machine Gun Kelly's new music video, which David now will be starring.
This is not a brand new game. This is not a brand new movie. It's 1 second of the cinema where we play you 1 second of a movie clip. You have to guess the entire movie based on that clip. If you do so, you'll win tickets to the cinema. It's as simple as that.
This is the clip this morning. I'm still hearing meerkats. But apparently I am wrong.
So sorry, it's the person you're hearing is the Madagascar where it's like the Fusa.
Yeah,
that guy with
those
the what, what's the one he what's the thing he says that I always riff off where it's like you can't run around like a footless chicken. Headless chicken, your majesty. No, how's the chicken supposed to run around without the head? How's it supposed to run around without any feet? I'm not the chicken, Murray. Stop asking me all these questions. That guy.
Oh, to be in your brain. This is the clip again. Andrea, how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Good,
we're all good. Andrea, this is the movie clip. Can you tell us the movie?
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale.
That makes sense.
It would make sense, but it's not right,
no!
Andrea.
Are you serious?
It's not right. I can see where you're coming. And initially when it did first play, I thought Shark Tale, but it is not that.
Is she close?
Kind of.
Interesting. Okay, yes. Andrea, thank you so much.
Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Quiva's hanging on there as well. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right, this is the clip. You know it, Quiva. Tell us the answer. What is that movie?
Is it Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo. What part of Finding Nemo would that be?
It's when all the kids are at the school and they all go, shark bait, ooh-ha-ha.
Shark bait, ooh-ha-ha. Shall we check if you're right?
From this moment on, you will now be known as... Sharkbait.
Sharkbait.
Welcome, brother Sharkbait.
Sharkbait.
Brilliant.
Sharkbait. Ooh-ha-ha.
Sharkbait. Ooh, bap-a-doo.
It's when they first arrive at the fish tank in the dentist.
Yes.
Not when they're in the sea. No,
well, Quiva, you were spot on.
I'm not going to take away any cinema passes for that.
No, you smashed.
Quiva, congratulations. Cinema passes on the way to you. Have a great day, Sharkbait.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye.
Happy Thursday.
You too.
Bye. Bye, 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 bye. Just
Quiva.
Like that. Yeah, legend. Sharkbait.
You listening. Be more like Quiva.
Is that one of your rules, favorite?
Yeah.
New personality trait has emerged in my dog, Seamus. Sorry, Dave, I'm mentioning my dog, but actually are interested in his progress. And it was actually
his progress as a dog to become a butterfly.
As he evolves from puppy to dog. Well, what he loves to do is when he comes up to see me when I'm up in my room or whatever, he stands with his back legs on the bed and then his front paws over on the windowsill and he kind of...
Oh yeah, my dog used to do that, but as we all both know, my dog is now...
R.I.P. Charlie.
Yes.
There's Charlie's mention of the week, R.I.P.
Well, yeah, they were mad for that, like going up on the windowsill.
And sussing out kind of what's going on in other people's gardens.
That's
having their, a bark
that's their kingdom
that.
Right
that's
there.
That's their idea. But yesterday I was kind of chilling on my phone behind where Seamus was standing. And the farted, right?
Did he?
In my face, right?
Well, like loud.
This is it was like...
No, it wasn't.
But you know what he did? He turned and looked at me as if to say like, sorry about that.
No, he's just to go, was that you?
You know, he had like a gormless expression. Like he looked at me as I'm like, sorry about that, pal. Give it another 20 minutes. I was like, Seamus, yuck, right? He did it again. And immediately, like knee-jerk reaction went... stared at me as if to say like,
oh my god, is he embarrassed?
Mortified.
Oh my god.
Should be.